here. Hallelujah, glory to God. This is Pastor James, 44 years, and Father's House Church that are here. Thank you for your support. But I just want y'all to know, I could do nothing without my husband and the support of my team. You know, Jesus had a tribe of 12. 12 they trusted that would follow the hunger and the Spirit of God. Well, they're here today. Amen. God's got something good. Pastor Shanae, I honor you. Hallelujah. We rented for her for 7 years. And she never raised rent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We love her. Hallelujah. This is what I want to say. Y'all can sit down. First, I'm going to declare this. I believe in declaration. I believe in the promises of God. I believe when you say a thing, that it shall be established. Send your fire, Holy Spirit. Every story made whole in this house. Make this meeting a house of healing. This is a gathering, Father God, of your holy presence. Welcome, Holy Spirit, in this place. I'm prepared to be unprepared. You take over. We lift this meeting before you. Restore. Let your glory fill this room. Hallelujah. Holy fire. Set the hearts on fire. Rebuild what was broken by the Spirit of your hand and by your Spirit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what? Listen. I have a teaching here, and it's prayer that changes everything. But the Lord said to me, prophesy and demonstrate and teach. And lady in the nice the colors, all the colors of the world, you are an intercessor. You are a prayer. You have a voice. Let your voice be heard. Not the wounds of the past, but of the future. You are healed. You're restored, and you have so much more. Glory to God. Glory to God. For the future. You've done all mine. Amen. Let it go. Let it go. Let it show. Oh, the fire of God. So, getting back to my teaching. Prayer that changes everything. Holy Spirit charged prayer changes everything. Everything. I want you all to believe that. You know, Holy Spirit, He just fills you up. Prayer is the heartbeat of faith. Amen. Prayer, I love this. This is Pastor James' version. Prayer is having a conversation with the Father when you don't do all the talking. You listen. You respond. You get directions from on high. Pastor James Everett's version. Glory to God. Glory to God. Prayer changes things. Prayer opens doors to impossibilities. Nothing is impossible for God. Absolutely nothing. Okay? God heals homes. His Spirit takes you places. I'm going to show you how this works, but first you need to know your identity. If you don't know your identity in Christ, the devil's going to whoop you, man. You okay? Or gentlemen or women, amen? You got to know who you are. You know, you can have faith cries, faith gets discouraged, but faith keeps trucking, amen? You keep it moving, ladies. You keep it moving. Hallelujah. All right. So you have to know your identity out of your relationship with Christ. Be aligned to the King. Be aligned to Him. Do you know who you are? You're a creature in Christ Jesus, a peculiar people, holy and set apart for the Master's good. Amen? Amen. So we're going to read this because, like Pastor James and like the other pastor, I honor you, says, you're created to worship from afar. You're designed to burn in flames, to dissolve into diving passion until you, the I, becomes the I am. Amen? You're a flame and fire. Don't let the world put out your fire. Amen? Don't let people put out your fire. Don't let negative Nancy's disclose who you are. You are who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen? You are bought by the precious blood of the Lamb. And you have a testimony. But you have to go through a test. Right, sweet women? So there's a difference between amen and there it is. It manifests. There's life. Life in between. Life in between. So what we're going to do, behind, pull this out. This is in your notebook. But behind it, it says declarations of who you are. So I want you to repeat after me. Instead of saying you, I want you to say I am. And if you're a man, just, you know, you're the son, of course. So I am adopted. Okay. Oh, you know what? Heaven gotta hear you, honey. Amen. Listen. Listen. You can't whisper to the enemy. You can't whisper to the atmosphere. You declare and decree a thing and it is established. So you speak it, okay? All right? So, I am adopted.
I am adopted.
That's more like it. I am accepted.
I am accepted.
I am reconciled.
I am reconciled.
I'm the apple of his eye.
I'm the apple of his eye.
I'm hidden in Christ.
I'm hidden in Christ.
I am seated with Christ.
I'm seated with Christ.
I am chosen.
I am chosen.
I am sealed.
I am sealed.
I am his workmanship.
I am his workmanship.
I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
I'm the light of the world.
I'm the light of the world.
You, the Holy Spirit highlighted you. We're going to get to the lesson. Don't y'all worry about it. Amen. Listen. Listen, Pastor, can you get behind? I break fear out of you, Caroline. I break the wounded spirit out of you, Caroline. I bring you to the altar of fire, miracles, purging through you. You're not what the family says you are. You're who God says you are. You are a priest and a queen, and you are called by the blood of the Lamb. Caroline, I say healing. Can I touch your heart? Healing to her heart. Brokenness. Oh, the machine. The pain. Only you can heal, Lord Jesus. And I thank you that you are the physician who healeth all. Satan, you are defeated. Take your paws off of her. She is not the past. She is born again and of the future. Her identity. Your heart, and God, I just say restore peace. You are the miracle working God. I come against the mind. I cast out every imagination that it tries to exalt itself over the image of God. The image of God. You're made in the image of God. Satan, you're defeated, and you go back to hell where you belong. Hallelujah. And the church says hallelujah. Fall on you, you can catch me, amen. That's why we have women. We were psychologists before they had psychology. Amen. All right. All right, Holy Ghost, you turn. So we're talking about prayer, okay? We're talking about prayer. Ryan Bonnke, he said, you must desire the flame, the fire, and claim the flame. You're a burning one. You're a burning one, sweet people. So you got to desire God. You know, we don't just talk about prayer. We pray and things happen. We pray and things happen here. We don't, prayer isn't to execute the will of God on earth. Prayer produces quick results for the impossible. Amen. Let his presence take over. Holy Spirit, don't let us leave the same the way we came in here. There's fire in this room, and all you have to do is receive it. Believe it. There's freedom in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. There's freedom, freedom, but there is hope when nothing is impossible for God. First, we identify who we are. We're a daughter of the King. We're a son of the King. Luke 18, verse 1, Jesus says, Jesus speaks, men ought always to pray and not to faint, not to lose heart. Amen? Another translation says, not to grow weary. Prayer is a vital part of our lives. It's not an obligation, but we serve a God of miracles. Who would not give glory to the God of miracles? Amen? Amen? And we look, Jesus should not be looked upon as the last resort. Okay, all hell broke loose, and then I'm going to pray. No, you pray first. You have a living relationship with the King. He's not a drive-by jack-in-the-box, here you have it, quick. No, you establish your relationship with the King, amen? You establish them. When the enemy shows up with a bag of rattlesnakes, you don't accept it. You say, no, go back. You're not welcome here, amen? Amen. So we know that we look to the impossible. Man cannot fail when we serve a God of miracles. We know in the natural we can do anything about it. We can't do anything. But in Acts 12, just like First Lady Joyce Morris said, Peter's miraculous escape from prison because the saints prayed. But they were in unity, sweet people. Yes. Powerful things happen when there's unity. Yes. Okay, in one accord. Like the day of Pentecost, Acts 2, they were gathered in one accord. Holy Spirit came and baptized the men, speaking in other tongues. They're not drunk, but in the Spirit. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray in your heavenly language. If you don't have a heavenly language, I want you to talk to me after church, because you ain't going to leave here without being baptized, amen? There's fire in my bones, and it has come out, amen? So, you know what? You just believe. You're saved, and you will speak. But God, when the saints pray, prayer changes everything. I'm here to testify. No one can tell me our God is not able to do exceedingly abundantly what we can ask or imagine. Amen, sister. Amen. Matthew 6, verse 5. Notice it says, when you pray, men ought to always pray. When you pray, things happen. No matter what the situation is, no matter how impossible it may look, you are carriers of grace. Amen? Yes. Grace and fire. You're carriers of grace. Listen to this. You are on holy ground. Let it burn. Let it burn. You go and you take what you receive here out there in the community. Yes. Out there in the community. Amen. Amen. First of all, you're a child of God. You're a citizen of heaven. You need to know that. That's your identity. You're a child of God. Yes. Two, you're an ambassador. You're an ambassador of the kingdom of God. Yes. The kingdom of God to bring down here on earth. Yes. Three, you legislate the kingdom of God. Yes. You legislate things on earth. Pastor, come here for a minute. Hallelujah. You legislate. You command, and in your worship, you're going to do more. Lift up your hands. God's going to give you more. Pastor Jay, someone in the most shake out of the sente. Ye can't in the most fun. I need to tell the most fun. Yes, you called him as an ambassador to represent you, Lord. Fire! Fire! Glory! Glory! Father, no weapons formed against him will prosper. I thank you, Lord. Yes, you have called him as an overseer to your flock. And Father, you're going to give him more. You're going to give him more. He has cried from the deep. He's cried from deeper wells. And the Lord is taking out the floods. He made Holy Spirit Roto-Rooter. Pastor is coming from the crown of your head to the bottom of your feet. Prophetic words are catching up with you and overtaking you. The blessings of God. Don't worry about finances. I will provide. I am Jehovah Rapha. I am Jehovah Nissi. I will provide for you. You cried out for the people to come closer to you. As you draw close, they will draw close. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Point your hands toward this pastor. Point your hands. He's been under attack. And he is saying, Lord, I surrender every room. Every room in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. More glory. More fire. As you submit, more glory, more fire. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just have to say, hallelujah. You are carriers of grace and fire. Amen. So you bring down kingdom heaven. You legislate everything that has been spoken about you that is not of God. The word of God is who you are in Christ Jesus. All right? You base everything on the word. Matthew 6:6 says, when you go into your closet, you pray. You pray. And end up in the public eyes, he's going to reward you. Okay? He who sees in secret will reward you openly. Hallelujah. When someone tells me, I prayed, Pastor Velma, but it didn't work. No! Sorry! I can't base my faith on that, sister girl. Listen, because when you connect with Jesus, prayer works. Prayer works. You hold the most powerful weapon of the Trinity, and that's the Holy Spirit. Woo, glory. God's power is in you. God's kingdom is in you. You are called saints to demonstrate his power on earth. You're here to break the chains of evil. I'm going to base my faith on the word of God and what he says to be true. God's word is alive. It's living. His fire and glory is his manifested power, his manifested goodness, and his manifested presence in your lives. Amen. If you pray, you expect results, it will happen. Okay, so in my, let's see, Pastor James, oh, I got it. All right, so there's two people here, not presently here. But see this little card right here? They're attendees of our church. Jesus said, all things are possible for the one who believes and trusts in me. Now, Les Galloway, he was diagnosed with cancer. He was diagnosed with cancer. And the doctors gave up on him, but the doctor said, do radiation. The second part, his throat was burnt. His tonsils and vocal cords were burnt. That means you can't sing, right? In the natural. In the natural. But how many of you know we serve a supernatural God? Yeah. Amen. He puts his super on the natural. Our worship team is right here in the front row. They know he sings and he plays guitar because he was healed of cancer. Look what the Lord has done. Look what I've done. Yeah, come on. Give it up for God. Amen. Amen. Give it up for the King. Now, Maureen, here's another one. Here's another one. You see, and she, it took her a year to say, she said, Pastor, you could go ahead and print. I like to show and tell, amen? Because God is a God of miracles. And Noreen was here, and here's her testimony. I don't want to mess it up. So hold on. And I wanted to tell you this about cancer. Cancer is a spirit, y'all. It is a spirit that is uncontrolled, and it says in the Webster Dictionary, it's perceived to be evil and destructive. But guess who can eradicate cancer? Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. The blood of the Lamb can eradicate. And so with Noreen, here's the story. She was walking on a hike trip. She was walking her dog. And then she gave her dog water. She went home and she got sick. So she went to urgent care, and urgent care said, oh, you have COVID. You have COVID because of the sniffles, the fever, and all that. She went home, rested, and then she said, I don't remember anything else, but I was hospitalized, okay? So she was hospitalized in June and ended up in Grossmont. Her nurse, Ro, she goes to our church too. Noreen was in a coma, and Ro, I was very protective of my flock. So I said, you speak in tongues? Do you know Holy Spirit? If you know, you're going to get the Holy Spirit right now. She goes, I've been looking for it for 3 years. I said, honey, and Sandy, our church manager, who's right here, we call her Wonder Woman. She was right there. I said, you're going to baptize, I'm going to baptize you. Not me, the Holy Spirit. And she was, oh, God, she came out of my life. She brought her whole Vietnamese family. She filled up half the church. And Noreen was in a coma. So don't tell me that God can't move on your behalf. Amen. Don't tell me that. I've seen it with my own eyes. So Legionnaire's disease is an infectious bacteria. Inhaling water mist or vapor containing bacteria. It can come in hot tubs. In humans, the infection leads to pneumonia that can have symptoms like fever, cough, headaches. That's like COVID. However, and the Department of Control had to come and question things. She accidentally breathed in the contaminated water. Now listen, when you are fighting for your life, you don't want any Tom, Dick, and Harry just to know about it, okay? You want those that are going to lay before the throne, the altar of fire, and going to pray and said, death will not take her, but life will come into her. Pastor and I pray, she resurrected. Hallelujah. She resurrected. Give her glory. You know what? These people of God, the doctors gave up. The doctor said, she ain't going to live. Thank God they didn't tell me that. Because I was like, you're going to live, Noreen. You're not going to die. You ain't dying on me, Mama. I was on top of her, praying and talking to her. The doctor was like, you know, you got to get a little off of her because you're a little heavy. But you know what? She's very light and small boned. Amen. So hidden prayer is combined with fasting. Here's what fasting does. It gets rid of unbelief. You got unbelief. Don't mix with faith. Unbelief. You know, if you feel like, hey, my prayers seem to be hitting the ceiling, fast a meal. Put on worship. Ooh, CC Winan. Oh, she's like, Pastor Shanae. She tears it up. Put on CC Winan. Worship, altar worship. Awesome. Okay? Amen. I'm off track a little bit. So when we pray, when we ask, the church is unified. Kingdom of heaven comes. His will is done. The focus is the power of prayer. Don't stop praying. Atmosphere shifts. Darkness flees. God's kingdom and power is demonstrated. Holy Spirit shows up. Sickness is gone and health is restored. These two are in our church. And a third one's coming tomorrow. I'll tell you about him later. I can think of not one time, I've been serving, Pastor and I have been serving the Lord for 44 years. Not one time has God not disappointed us. There, not one time. Every prayer was answered because of our committed lifestyle. You are separated for the kingdom business. You know, distractions will come around you. You don't let it in. Fear will come upon you. You don't let it in. We just came back from a minister's conference. I've never experienced this in 66 years. We're flying along. California was apparently having storms and 35 miles per hour wind. All of a sudden, we're in the plane and it goes whoosh. I was like, oh Lord, and I'm grabbing Pastor, Jesus. I didn't care who heard me. And then we went up, whoosh, and I'm like, Jesus. He's like, babe, we're gonna be okay. You can let go of my leg. You know, but I have to speak to the atmosphere. And listen, they had to refuel at Arizona. They went around for a couple, 30 minutes or so, but I'm like, should we get off the plane, Holy Spirit? And he goes, no, I got you. You always inquire about the Holy Spirit, okay? You talk to him, he'll talk back. And then I need a confirmation. Pastor, should we get off the plane? No, he's got us. Okay, Lord. And we arrived. We just happened to get that window of opportunity where there was an open door in heaven and no rain. Soon as we landed, tons of rain came. I was like, that's the God I serve. Thank you, God, because your assignment ain't up. The enemy can't take you out. He can't take you out. He cannot do it. Plus, we called our prayer team, too. That always helps. Amen. We're talking about prayer now. So when it says, James 4:2, you do not have because you do not ask. You have not because you ask not. Ask means you put a demand on Jesus. Sometimes you cry out, Jesus, help. And that, there's another testimony. Pastor and I will go away for, you know, reprieve. And we were up in Mammoth. It was snowing. And we hit ice. We were going off the cliff. I said, Jesus, send an angel right now in the name of Jesus to push us off the hill. You know, it's amazing what you can talk to and speed. You don't need no coffee. And honey, cha-ching. James, you know an angel just pushed us off the hill. James, did you know? Shut up, honey. I'm trying to drive. You know, he's the calm in my storm besides Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. That's my chocolate buddy right there. Woo. All due respect, y'all, okay? 44 years. I know there's some married folks in here. You won't get offended, okay? Don't get offended now. Matter of fact, do not get offended. Do not have unforgiveness in your heart. Do not hold a grudge against someone. Do not do it. Those are the prayer. We're talking about the power of prayer. Those are the prayer stoppers. If you can't forgive, you give it to God. Give it to God. He'll do the Holy Spirit rooter, okay? He will if you give it to God. Don't try to do it on your own. You're not gonna be able to do it. So Acts 12, we're going to go there. Okay, Herod had Peter arrested and thrown in prison. Herod was up to no good. His soldiers were assigned to guard him, but watch this God moment. I say a Holy Spirit breakthrough. Acts 12, verse 5, the Passion Translation said, the church went into a season of intense prayer, asking God to free him. The Greek phrase used here is intense intercession, stretched tightly in prayer. Prayer will stretch you. Holy Spirit, tongues and intercession. This happens when you're connected to the headship of Christ. As the Father sent you, Jesus is sending you out. Even though the Father and God is one, John 14, 12, 13 says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also do. Greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that my Father may be glorified in the Son. It's all about his glory. You know, yes, you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and be speaking in tongues, but guess what? There's more. Yeah. There's so much more. Yeah. There's dunamis, there's power, there's manifestations, manifestations. You put a demand on the boldly, go boldly to the throne of grace. Don't go with shame. Yeah. Don't go, because God, that's the enemy. Jesus is our ultimate model. He's our ultimate model. He's our ultimate model. Amen. Amen. You know what, sweet lady with the gray, you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. You're a minister. I don't know, but the Lord says you have ministered to many. You know, and God is touching your body. God is touching your body. You know, you get up, you'll do no matter what. The aches and pains, you speak to your body. God says your assignment is not over. It is not over. He has more for you. He has more for you. All for his glory. You have a crown so big in heaven, you have angels holding them up because you got so many jewels. So many jewels, so many spiritual sons and daughters. God says, well done. Well done. He is pushing you along the way. More paths, more avenues. I just see you. I see you with this huge crown and all the, you know how Gumby, you guys ever watch Gumby, or am I out dating myself? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because, you know, I have an affair with Clara while I diet, you know. But Gumby, you know how he would do this? Her crown is so big that angels have to hold it up. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You know, Matthew 18, 18 says, what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loose in heaven. So the passion, I like the Passion Translation because that's passionate. Receive this truth. Whatever you forbid on earth, like the devil cannot take less, cannot take Noreen, and cannot take this little baby you'll see about later on, will be considered to be forbidden in heaven. Whatsoever you release on earth will be released. It says, whatsoever you release on earth will be considered to be released in heaven. And again, I give you eternal truth. Again, I give you eternal truth. If two of you agree to ask God for something in symphony, which is in unity, my Heavenly Father will do it for you. Amen. Amen. So he didn't say, when you feel like praying, he said, no, the word says, when you pray, you expect. Amen. When you pray. Amen. So we pray, we believe, and we speak. Also in there, in your envelope, because he's going to come visit us. He just called me. It's really funny how Jason, for some of you that don't know, Pastor James was a captain in the San Diego Fire Department and Brothers United for 27 years. I was a high school counselor for 20 years, okay? I was the person in charge of the African American Student Union, and I have this student here. His name is Jason Mendez, little Mexican kid, and he was working really late. He was in his skateboard. He got hit by a car. He lost 80 pints of blood. I was called in the principal's office. I worked at Orange Glen High School as a counselor. And this young man, they told him that he was, don't even go visit him. He's going to die. I said, no, he's not. No, he's not. God has the last say so. I told the principal in his face, fire me, honey. I'm going to go pray for this little man, you know. Listen, he speaks Spanish. And, you know, Joyce, Pastor, it's 11:14. I just keep flowing. Okay, I just, you know what, you got to honor the house. And anyway, so he was in a coma. I didn't speak Spanish. It was raining that day. I was, it was at Palomar Hospital. I was way out there. I had to get trucked in by a cart. I ran upstairs, mud and all on my feet. I didn't care. I was on a mission. When you're on assignment, you don't let weather, you don't let people stop you. You fulfill the assignment of God and he'll give you another one. Amen? And I went upstairs and I said, translate this. He's in a coma. And I said, Jason, in the name of Jesus, get out of that coma. And like Frankenstein, he went, choo-choo. I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Now, I was expecting a week later, maybe a couple days later, for some reason. And as he got up, I said, Jason, wave to me if you're going to be okay. He waved. I said, give me that thumbs up if you're going to be okay. He gives me a thumbs up. I go, are you sure you're going to be okay? I don't know why I asked this. You know, sometimes you do dumb things, but God always honors your heart. It's a heart issue, amen? It's a heart issue, people. And then it was like, he gives me the okay, and he goes back. Now he's alive and well, and he's testifying. Amen. You know what? When the doctors give up, thank God for doctors. We have doctors in the house. We are firefighters, counselors, and nurses, but God. But God, the word of God gets the final authority. Amen. Amen. So, he's alive and well today. Holy Spirit dealt with us. Amen. And he honors your heart. You don't have to be perfect. Just say Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, this is another part where prayer can be hindered. Hebrews 4:13 said there's not one person who could hide their thoughts from God. This is the passion again. For nothing that we do remains a secret. Nothing created is concealed. But everything is exposed and defenseless before his eyes. To him we must render an account. All things are naked and open in the eyes of God. God sees all. Nothing surprises him. Just repent, but keep it moving. Faith moves. It does not stay still. You know, Pastor was a firefighter 28 years. Fire will sweep up an area. He was one of the fire captains in charge of the Rancho Bernardo fire. He took me there to see it. It was devastating. I really was crying when I saw families digging in the ashes. But here's the deal. Fire of God will cleanse anything inside of you. Any infirmity. Anything. Nothing's not too hard for God. We go to God in prayer because we can't do it on our own. You know what? What causes revival, sweet saints? Hunger and expectation. Hunger and expectation. When you expect to hear from heaven, you will. You will. You will. Amen. Amen. And, I'm sorry, Billy, I connected with you first thing. But the Lord told me that you're a walking miracle. There are miracles that are going to come in your life because you've been on the altar. You've been on faith. And the enemy tried to take you out and take your family out. But because of your prayers, we're talking about prayers, right, sweet people? Because of your prayers, you did not give up. You did not quit. And the manifestation happened because there's amen. I'm praying for my family that's broken. Just so be it. And so be it was, there it is. There it is, it manifested. There's more. There's more. You keep praying, sister. He hears your prayers. Because you have a pure heart. You have a good heart. You know, God sees the heart of your condition. Your condition, the little one next to my sweet mama right here. The little Hispanic gal. You, I'm talking to you. You, come here, come here. Come here real quick. Real quick so I can finish my lesson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's your name, sweetie?
Susanna?
Yeah. Okay, that's for the tape. Lift up your hands. You know how Charlie Kirkland was hit because he was a martyr for Jesus, but your generation needs to see the manifested power. You know what? Tell me, Holy Spirit, why were you highlighting her? All right, all right. Lift up your hands. He's going to heal some things, okay? Father God, I just thank you for what you're doing, Lord. You are healing the inside, the things that she doesn't talk about. She's repressed it, Father. I thank you, God, that I see an eagle. You were like a little chicken kind of scratching on the ground. He called you to eagle soar, to lift your, look at me, look at me. You need to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You are called for more. You're not called to be mediocre. Do you hear me, sweet child of God? You are called to be the king with the King of Kings. You are called for greater destiny. He's saying, I'm sending you a path. You take my hand and just see that. Hang on to the path. He said, look to me. Look to the Son of God. And your problems are over. This is finances. This is emotional healing, sweetie. You just receive what the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords have for you, okay? In Jesus' name. Come here. I'm going to give you a hug. He bottles up every tear. He bottles up your tears, sweetheart. He bottles up your tears, and he says, now the angels are pouring sweet oil, anointed oil, over you. You are called for more. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the Holy Spirit highlights people. I don't know how to explain that to you, but He just calls. Listen, like I said, you got to get rid of unforgiveness. You got to get rid of, if you're struggling with addiction, with alcoholism, or gossip, or something like that, just repent. David had the heart after the king. He committed adultery with Bathsheba. But guess what? He was known as a man of God after Jesus. Why? Because he humbled himself. We as leaders have to humble ourselves. The Lord holds us accountable to what we say to the saints of God. We are accountable and we fear the Lord. Not like, oh, God's going to hit me upside the head. No, just a reverential fear. He is holy. He is holy. Amen. That's who we worship. Come with expectancy to church. Don't let, yes, the worship team is great, but get your fresh oil from heaven. Get fresh oil from heaven. Yes, bring the anointing to the house of God. You don't expect, what is Pastor going to do? What is Pastor Chanel or Pastor Joyce going to do? Uh-uh. You come, say, Lord, I want you. I want all of you. Glory to God. There's fire in this room. There's fire in this room. You know, Psalm 35, verse 13 says, I humble myself with fasting. Yes. And then Holy Spirit told me, sweet early in the morning, tell them if they call upon me, I will answer. Yes. If you call upon, He will answer you. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. I expect God to show up. He's shown up. He's shown up. Yes. Shown up. 2 Corinthians, verse 120, all promises of God are yes and amen. Yes and amen. Whatever God promises, that He fully intends to back it up. Amen. You know, come to God with expectancy. Faith may have tears. I said this. Faith may get tired, but faith does not quit. Heaven touches earth when you pray. When you pray. Look at Acts 12, verse 5. Peter was kept in prison, but fervent prayer for him was persistently made to God by the church assembly. The glory multiplied persistently. Praying means continuously, not taking a break. Fervent means having or displaying passionate intensity. You know, the King changes everything. Holy Spirit, have your way. Here's another thing, hunger for more of Him. Your prayer is never wasted. I know what the Word of God says. I base every prayer on the Word of God. If it's a financial need, the Lord says, I will give you. He says, the Lord promised He will supply all our needs according to His riches and glory. You know, in Psalms it says, God delights in the prosperity of His people. Poverty is a curse, sweet people of God. Poverty is a curse, and we've been redeemed from the curse. Amen. See, you know what? It all belongs to Him anyways. Amen. We are redeemed from the curse. I heard one of my favorite preachers, Dr. Jerry Savelle, who went to be with the Lord on April 14, 2024. He preached at our church. First time in 40 years, James and I always followed him, word of faith. We had lunch, and then he went to Visalia. He preached, and the next day he went to God. See, you don't know when your card is up. Yeah. See, and he taught about this. Here's a time frame. There's moments, months, and sometimes years. Sometimes years before the manifestation of your prayer. What are you going to do between so be it, that's amen, and there it is? There's a time frame that will determine if you will have the there it is. There it is, okay? So, here's the deal. Jesus prayed and fainted not. Let your fire fall on these saints. You guys, lift up your hands. Let your fire fall, Lord God. Holy Spirit, take over. Those that are fighting infirmities, heal them, Father. These are testimonies of your truth, Father God. Between amen and there it is. Father, they are the healed of the Lord. Amen. Amen. If you stay the course, sweet saints, you will get results. You will. Pastor James, people told James and I we could never afford a church. At the time we were renting from Pastor Chanel and Pastor Zach, they never raised the rent. They loved us. We love them and we honor them. But because that we believed God for 7 years, seven means spiritual completion. You know, people said you're not going to get a church. You're not going to stay away from the negative nannies and also the Debbie Downers. Stay away from them. Just look at them. Bless their sweet little hearts. And just keep it moving. Keep it moving because God will manifest. We are in a building. Christian at Father's House Church, 9655 Apple Street in Spring Valley. Amen. God called us there to the line of hallelujah is right. We don't forget. We don't forget. Father's House Church, raise your hands real quick if you're attending our church. Okay, they all, that's all right. Raise your hands, sister. You know what? This is the house of God. You know what? They all believed with us and stayed in faith. You know? And that's what happens. Miracles happen when you stay in faith. Everything changes because heaven touches earth. Amen. I'm going for an hour and a half. I have like four more pages. But listen, listen. Demonic oppression will yield to the anointing of God, especially a spirit-filled believer. A spirit-filled, all you do is speak his name. Holy Spirit will take over. It's not about you, boo. Anyway, you know what I mean? It's about the Holy Spirit. All he wants is voice activated. He needs your voice to declare a thing and it shall be established. Isaiah 54:17. You declare a thing when weapons come against you. Because God is greater. The blood of Jesus still cries out. Don't negate your prayers by giving up. I quit. Have a no quit attitude. No matter what you see, what you feel, what you touch, or what you say. No quit. And if you say, oh Lord, I don't know, it's been so long. But God, God, but God, amen. There it is. No weapons formed against you will prosper every tongue that rises up against thee in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord and the righteousness of me, saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. John Wesley said, if you do nothing, if you don't pray, it won't get done. Heaven can't interfere. God's hands is locked, sweet people, because he sits at the right hand of the Father. He's given you the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit, he will move. Prayer, Lester Summerall, great man of God. He said, prayer is where destiny takes root in which heaven gives birth through purpose. The word of God is in your mouth. Fire is in your belly. It scares demons. If you walk with God, fire is in your bones, and it'll never go out unless you let it out. Amen? John G. Lake, he shook cities. He stood in the fire of surrender, anointed of God. Do you know where the power is, sweet saints? In your hidden closet. When you pray and you believe, it's in the closets of heaven. You just stand before the Lord. And you know what? Get back to the presence of God. Don't listen to Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. It's all fake news. Just get back into what the Word says. You know, William Seymour, you remember the Azusa Street Revival? He was an African-American man. He sat outside the churches because they wouldn't let him in. There should be no racism in the church because we all bleed the same. We all bleed the same. And William Seymour was living a simple life. He prayed for hours with a box over his head. Maybe we should all put boxes over our head, not to be distracted. And when he was talking to God, the Bible, God went to great length to get this Bible in your hands. If you read the book, you pray the will of God, follow the Bible roadmap, God will answer your prayers. Hallelujah. You know, sanctify yourself. Return to your first love. And I'm going to land on this. There's power in the name of Jesus. There is power. His ears are open to the righteous. Are you righteous, sweet people? Raise your hands up if you're righteous. Every hand should go up and feet too. Amen. Because you know what? 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, that we may be the righteousness of God in him. Righteousness is not something you earned or strive for. Righteousness is a gift from God. You receive it. His eyes are over you. His ears are open to your prayers. You'll never be defeated. It's not something we earn because righteousness is a free gift. We receive it by faith. And when you understand, when you have the revelation that you are the righteousness in Christ Jesus, God's eyes are over you. His ears hears you. And you know what? When we stay in faith in the name of Jesus, prayer changes things. Prayer opens doors to unlimited possibilities. So there's another one in there. There's another card. Real quick, Dr. Jeeva comes to our church. She comes from La Jolla. Her husband's an accountant. Her kids, you can pull that up. Her kids are doctors. They gave up on this baby that was the size of a finger. You see this? The baby was the size of a finger. When you're a preemie baby, your heart is there, but your eyes aren't developed, and some parts are not developed. And we prayed. We believed. And that little boy now is 7 years old. There's a picture of the family with the doctors. Amen. believe it. Amen. And prayer will open doors to unlimited possibilities. And with God, nothing is impossible. But the kingdom of God is voice activated. We have to pray. We have to say something, command darkness to flee. And the words of God will shape our world. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Amen. Did y'all receive something? Yes. Did y'all receive something? So let's take it out. And I'm going to right now pray. Hallelujah. And Pastor Joyce, Father, I just thank you for everyone here. Thank you that you know them by name. Father, we're just a vessel that's humbled before you, that we will listen, obey, demonstrate your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. The enemy is a liar. He's under our feet. And give each and everyone the revelation of who they are in Christ Jesus. Amen. When people pray, it changes things. Amen. Amen.
To your feet. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Surely he is in this place. Hallelujah. He's ministered to us. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless God. Come on, bless God real good, real good. Hallelujah. For healing, deliverance, for miracles. Hey, I know. Hallelujah. For breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you today. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Pastor Chanel. Hallelujah. Pastor Chanel's going to come right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor James, can you give me a mic, please? Hallelujah. Praise God. And she's going to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To break generational curses and cycles. Hallelujah. And whatever else God gives her. Come on, let's go to the throne. Praise God. Hallelujah. She's a warrior. Come on, get our minds ready to go even further. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. And we're praying for inner healing. We're praying against that the Lord will break generational curses and cycles. One thing the Lord gave me as Pastor Bella was praying for Pastor Celia and her daughter, I'm going to need you three to come up. Because you're going to stand in proxy. Hallelujah. God gave me that. And if you're here with a family member, I want you to take their hand. We're talking about breaking generational curses. And just come up right across the front. Pastor Celia is representing. The lymph node went down. Come on, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, prayer works. Prayer works. Prayer works. Prayer works. Come on, we got to position heaven. We got to position heaven. Hallelujah. Come on, glory, 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 glory. Pastor Cindy, can you come on this side? Stephanie right next to her. And then you're on the other side. You're representing your generation. You're representing your generation. You're going to represent the next generation. Come on, because we're not just breaking, hallelujah, our generation, but even the generation that's going to come after us. Hallelujah. So they're coming in agreement. I call these my two sweet peas. Hallelujah. See, sweet pea number one and number two. But let me read this scripture. This scripture provokes a foundation for understanding the biblical perspective on breaking generate curses and the importance of faith in God's power to heal, to set free, and to redeem. Ezekiel 18 and 20 says, the soul that sinned, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. And the righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wickedness shall be wicked shall be upon him, which means that God has not given us generational curses. That is a lie from the enemy. And something Pastor Zell Bama said, right when I was reading my notes, and I was looking at this portion of it that says, declare your identity in Christ. She spoke it. She spoke it. So that's your key as you leave this place for today. You need to know who you are in Christ Jesus. And stop believing the lie and the deception of the enemy. God is greater. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So affirm your identity as a child of God. Declare that you are free from all ancestry and covenants against the enemy. That's according to 2 Corinthians. So look at respect.